Hey everybody, my name is Katasi Kajubi.
And I'm Walner.
And you are tuned into another episode of Failing to Freedom, which is a podcast about our journey to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, mainly real estate investing. We want to thank everybody who listens, anyone who subscribes on iTunes, Podomatic, and or SoundCloud. We really appreciate the support, you guys, and everyone who follows us on social media and everyone who asks questions for us to contribute content to the podcast. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, thank you. We have a great topic for you guys today. We're going to be talking about types of real estate investing. Now, we're going to talk about flipping and holding.
Buy and hold.
So essentially, what flipping is, you're essentially quick turning a property, meaning as soon as you acquire a property, you're either going to be selling it quickly or you're going to renovate it quickly to put it back on the market to resale.
Exactly. And the time could be as short as hours up to a few years, depending on the project. But what makes it a buy and quick turn or a buy and flip is that you buy the property with the intent to either quick turn it immediately or to fix it and sell it. Versus a buy and hold, where you buy a property with the intent to keep it for long-term passive income.
Right, and usually you're looking to turn in a quick profit.
Yeah, so generally speaking, on the side of buying to flip the property, you have wholesaling and you have renovation with the intent to sell. So rehabbing to sell. Wholesaling is mainly what got us started. It's mainly what we do. When you wholesale a property, you are the middleman between the homeowner or the seller and the end buyer, who is going to be the rehabber, who's going to fix it and sell it. So you are the middleman. You're like BJ's. You know, we go to BJ's. BJ's is like the middleman between us and like the supermarket, essentially. Like, you buy things at a better price because they're wholesale as opposed to retail. So wholesaling, as a wholesaler, you want to get into contact with sellers. You want to get a property at a very low price, definitely below market value, and you want to leave just enough room for you to get some profit before you turn it around to somebody who's actually going to put the money in to fix it and to sell it. So you are going from property seller going through you to another investor. You're the middleman.
Right, and as the middleman, the profit that you make is based on whatever you're able to negotiate with the original seller. So again, you make that middle profit, making sure that there's enough meat on the bones, per se, for your end investor or end buyer who's actually going to do the work to the property. So that middle profit becomes yours as the middleman. You can essentially look at it as a consultation fee for your services.
Yeah, you're essentially brokering, but you're not a broker. You don't need a license to do it, but you're basically brokering property to other investors as an investor. And it's really cool because this is a way to quick turn and make money, especially when you have none and you're just starting out like we were. Right. That's what wholesaling is. Right. And we will definitely go into further detail about that
in future episodes. So that was the first part of flipping. Now, the second part of flipping, you also have your rehabbers that we just talked about. Now, your rehabbers, you're the ones who actually purchase a property at a good value. You do the work to the property, so you do the renovations to it. You update it, you change out lots of different things, whether it's layouts or, you know, paint, carpet, fixtures, and then you sell high. So you're essentially buying low to sell high, because you're actually going to, once you're done with all your renovations, you're going to put the property up on the market, depending on what the market's asking for the properties in your area. You're going to look to
sell it at the highest possible value.
Exactly, at the highest possible value.
For something that's completely renovated.
Exactly. It is more risk than a wholesaler, because a wholesaler, you know, you're essentially switching paper around, meaning you're putting the property under contract with the homeowner, and then you're selling that same contract to a rehabber or buyer who's going to purchase the property from you. So you're in it with less risk, and you make that middle profit. Whereas a rehabber, you're purchasing the property, and you're actually going to take the time, which could take days to months,
to years,
to do the work to the property, which comes with more risk because, you know, with the economy and market conditions, anything can happen, for good or worse as well.
But the profit is much bigger if you renovate.
Yes, it's definitely, as a rehabber, your profit is greater because you're still buying it low, and you're doing a lot of work to the property, a lot or a little work to the property, and you're bringing it back to market conditions, and you essentially make all that spread and profit.
So essentially those are the ways to quickly buy and mm-hmm. flip a property.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of investing is the wealth building side, the passive side, and it's the buy and hold side.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a property to hold it, you are essentially buying a piece of property with the intent to create long-term wealth,
right.
And passive income from it. So think of rentals. And when we say rentals, that could mean anything. That could be a landlord owning a single family home or a duplex or a triplex, anything residential. We went over residential properties last week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can rent residential properties, hold them for a monthly income. You can also do the same with apartment buildings. We've all seen that. Uh-huh. Apartment buildings, you know, someone or a company or, you know, there are entities that own apartment buildings and complexes
mm-hmm.
that rent them out. And that's the way they make their passive income. It's the same way with mobile home parks. You know, people buy where they're mobile home parks. People buy the lot, the actual land,
mm-hmm.
and then they rent out spaces on the land for people to come put their mobile homes there, and that's what mobile home parks are. But the person who owns the dirt is bought that dirt with the intent to create a mobile home park so that they can make passive income and rent out spaces. The commercial space includes supermarkets, gas stations. Even if you're not renting, you can invest in a building to start a business there to also create passive income through your business. So,
Let's also mention storage units.
Storage units.
As a form of passive income.
Income in real estate.
Right. You can purchase storage units, and then, you know, anyone looking to store a property or their belongings, they pay a monthly fee for storing their stuff, and that's definitely another good way to create long-term wealth, which is something that we're looking to explore soon.
Because it's a really good,
because you can also wholesale storage units.
And I want to make it clear that anything, so we talked about types of property last week between residential and commercial, and you can pretty much perform any type of investing on any type of property.
Right.
You can wholesale storage units, like Wanda began to say. You can wholesale apartment buildings. You can fix and flip apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You can also fix and flip dirt for mobile home parks. You can buy land, put in the infrastructure for the plumbing mm-hmm. and all that, and then flip it to somebody who wants to buy to hold it. So there, and anything you can do, even boats. We talked about boats
uh-huh.
last week. You can wholesale those, you can fix and flip those. Hey, you can fix and flip your car or your couch. You know, I mean, you can pretty much do this. You can pretty much invest, whether it's a buy and flip or buy and hold, with any type of property here.
Right. This so happens to be about real estate.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we're talking about real estate.
Right.
But yeah, so you can pretty much execute any type of investing on any type of property, whether it be commercial or residential.
I think we've covered, just like you said, yeah, the basics. We skimmed over through this. In future episodes, we're going to dive a little deeper into this. Tasi, do you want to remind our viewers and listeners of anything from last week?
Yeah, so we have the Shooting the Sacred Cows of Money DVD that we would like to give away. just to remind you how to enter, you go to the Failing to Freedom at Failing T-O Freedom Instagram. And to enter, we would like for you to share our podcast on your Instagram page. Follow us on Instagram and subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. And that will be the way that you can enter. Please.
Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything you want answered, please get in contact with us through our Gmail, failingtofreedom@gmail.com. That's failingtofreedom@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you all.
We sure would. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Failing to Freedom. We are going to keep them coming.
Yep. Thank you so much. And don't forget,